Well, greetings out there to everybody to TFMR. Happy weekend. We're recording this on Friday, but as you're listening to this, it's either Sunday or it's Monday, wherever you are. I had a very good week in the precious metals, and it's, I think we're set up for a very interesting back third of the year, no doubt about that. A lot of the action this year is in physical metal, and all of us obviously are physical metal stackers. And so to that end, it has been a great privilege over the last couple of years to get to know Ken Lewis, who is the CEO not only of APMEX, but also of One Gold, two companies that I wholly endorse, use. Man, One Gold has been so incredibly valuable this last year and a half as premiums have soared as a way to access physical metal and then wait for the premiums to come down, basically. Anyway, I love both products, and I just think the world of Ken. Ken, thank you so much for spending some time with me.
Hey, Craig, thanks for the time. And again, happy anniversary on the 25th, man. That's a nice achievement.
Thank you. I don't know how Mrs. F has put up with me for that long. She always says we've got two daughters, but she says they need to have a son because her husband never quite grew up.
I have a feeling there's a few spouses would say the same, right?
Yeah, I suppose that's right. Well, I've got something really exciting that I want to talk to you about. And that's this new APMEX app, which I am just really clicking through for the first time on my phone as I speak, like right now. But we're going to get to that and tell everybody how helpful this is, because I think most folks are already familiar with the One Gold app and how easy that is to use. But everybody's going to have to wait for that for a second, because I came down to Oklahoma City back in April and visited with you and some of the One Gold team, so the APMEX team. We talked a lot then about what a crazy year it's been in physical metal. Going back to the silver squeeze in early February, late January, to now this continuing on with the new minting and redesigned of the Eagles. So much going on in the physical market. And here you are, CEO of the largest online bullion dealer in the world. So I'd be crazy not to ask you about what the physical market looks like here at the end of August 2021.
Yeah, look, I think we all know the first 6 months were unprecedented. And you know, if you were in the bullion business, you couldn't help but be busy. And those were good times. And we've seen it slow down in July. It was, you know, I think it's important to have perspective, right? So when we go back and we look at history and we look at, you know, I've been in the business 10 years now, and I look at the revenues at APMEX on a monthly basis. And, you know, we talk about slowdown here. It's still so much busier than it was in 18 and 19, and really pretty much on par with some of our better years back in 11, 13, and 15. So, you know, we were doing, you know, 2x a good month, you know, in the first 6 months of the year. We had about an on par month for July, where basically that was on par of what a good month would have been back in 11, 13, and 15. But then August had about 10 days there where it got very, very busy. Metals, you may know, dropped. People were buying the dip. Yeah. And you know, our volume doubled in a 10-day period. And when volume doubles, that's a pretty significant jump for us, as you can imagine. So August is going to turn out to be a pretty good month. We are seeing some migration to gold. We look at our ratio of gold and silver and what we sell, and we're seeing a little more interest in gold when it got below 1800. I think there was more buyers there than silver in the low 23s, which I find interesting. I think that's the type of buyer coming in right now. We're still seeing new customer growth. We're still seeing really nice, healthy additions where people are coming into the metals business, which is great to see. We're still seeing very healthy, what we call average order values, where people come in and, you know, they buy a certain dollar amount. I mean, our average order value, I want to say, is around $2,400 for the month of August. That's very healthy. When things slow down, you start to see that number drop, and we're not seeing the AOV drop. So, and probably the last thing I'd say about the markets right now is it's kind of hit or miss with the large buyers. Large buyers can skew your math so much when it comes to dollars. We've seen them come in droves in the 10-day period, but we've also seen them slow down in the last couple of weeks. So the large buyers, you know, look, seasonally, normally the summer months are slower for precious metals. unless there's a big event out there in the markets. Mm-hmm. And so I do believe we're going to see healthy demand as we continue into September and October. And especially, frankly, with the Fed, you know, coming out and saying what they're saying right now, I think real interest rates, which is what I would focus on if I was looking at precious metals as an investment, I think real interest rates are going to be very good for precious metal premiums, or at least the price of precious metals in the future.
Yeah. Yeah. And you and I have talked about that in the past. I mean, that's the great long-term correlation, certainly for gold.
Yeah.
Are real interest rates, negative real interest rates, huge drive. Ken, you probably saw Germany just announced yesterday, I guess, maybe the day before, greatest gold, physical gold sales in Germany since 2009.
Wow. Yeah. And that's incredible.
Their real interest rates are the same as ours. I mean, the 10-year Bund is negative in nominal, and then they've got 3 or 4% inflation. So how does that not eventually kick back up here?
Well, you would think, you know, right. I mean, look, we could speculate. And look, Craig, I've always said this to your listeners in the past. You know, my personal opinion is you should look at precious metals as more a diversification strategy and not try to play the market and try to predict when it's going to go up or go down. Because you'll just get very frustrated if you think you can figure it out. But it does feel like with where things are at, look, the Fed's very hesitant to raise interest rates. We all know it. Debt levels are growing to, you know, historical levels. And you know, I'm not convinced when they say inflation is just temporary and that, you know, people are just, you know, spending higher because they couldn't spend during COVID. I'm just not convinced that's the truth. And look, I know how much what I'm having to do. The story I like to tell on inflation, I had to give a fairly significant raise to my employees just to be able to get, you know, one, to recruit new employees and to retain employees.
Yep.
I saw about a 15% increase in wages if you were an hourly employee just in the last 30 days. So, you know, if I'm doing that, I know there's many others that are doing that as well. And as we all know, if you're paying your employees more, that generally means higher inflation, right? So, so we'll see how it goes. But it's definitely not a bad time to be in precious metals, that's for sure.
All right. So I keep in touch with the Wall Street Silver guys and that movement is still going strong and growing. Yeah. What have you seen at least as of late in terms of, I mean, I'm looking through the app right now. I mean, we're still seeing pretty substantial premiums, certainly even on just generic stuff, $3 and $4, $27, $28 an ounce at the least expensive. And here we are at 24 on COMEX. What are you seeing at the wholesale level, though, Ken? Have things kind of eased up a little bit?
Yeah, look, I think premiums are coming down, Craig, in a hurry. I mean, they really are. Maybe not as much on something like an Eagle that's on allocation. And frankly, we're all worried the mint's going to stop making here soon as they prepare for the next year. And we got to make coins last until January of next year. So you're not going to see those premiums drop as quickly. But we're seeing it on production silver for sure. I mean, dramatic drops in premiums. I think they've moved as much as $1, $1.50 just in the last 30 days downward per ounce. So I'll tell you one thing I don't think is going to happen, though. And that is, I remember when I could go out, now this is a long time ago, okay, but I could go out and about two years ago, I could have bought a silver round for 35 cents. You know, that's not including the metal, of course. I could buy it from a mint for 35 cents. That same product today, and by the way, that doesn't include the price of the silver as well. So I had to pay another whatever. At the back of the day, I was paying 3 cents over for silver. I was paying 35 cents to have a round made. I'm into it for 40 cents. Even today, I'm still paying $1.60 to have that thing minted. Plus, I've got to pay about 20 to 30 cents for silver. So I'm $1.90 into a silver round right now. That's my cost at a minimum. And that's if I, you know, that's if I can go out and find the right designs and the right partner and all these other good things. So my point is I don't think you're going to see premiums go back to where they were at 3 years ago. I don't see that happening anytime soon. Places like the mints are struggling to get labor right now. You know, you should talk to Tom Power at some point at SMI. It's just a struggle to get people to come to work and to you know, make the product. And so those costs are going up. And I don't think we're ever going to see sub-dollar silver premiums anytime soon, just because the costs are a lot higher. And frankly, I think the mints are kind of liking a little bit the margin they can make here and there as well. And I don't think you're in any hurry to give that up.
So absent another big, huge buying surge that cleans everything out like that last week into January,
right,
we may not go back to $8 or $10.
Right.
This idea of going back to a dollar.
Yeah.
Over spot.
I just don't see it happening. And I also would say the other thing I would say, and I'm sure this is very logical. When we had that run, the nice thing about the run we had, other than we had that massive spike, obviously the silver squeeze weekend, but it stayed pretty consistent. And I mentioned earlier, silver demand seems to be letting up a little bit. Well, all that does is allow the supply chain to catch up. Right. So it allows us to start building our coffers up with inventory. So eventually what happens is retailers who are sitting on too much inventory, they drop their prices because they don't have the capital to hold all the inventory, and it kind of works the price downward a little bit. But if demand stays a little higher, and I do think demand's going to pick up once the summer months end, that's where the pressure really gets to kick it into gear for premiums. And that's when you see those premiums start going back up.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, and again, that kind of allows me to spin off into another commercial for One Gold, which, I mean, I've been a supporter of ever since you first came up with 3 years ago,
whatever
it was. And I, for example, last March, when everything was collapsing pre-COVID and COMEX silver went to 12, but you couldn't buy it anywhere physical, less than 24.
Yep.
I and a lot of people here at TF Metals Report bought One Gold silver thinking, well, eventually those premiums will come down.
Right.
And then I can take delivery then.
Right. And a lot of customers have done that, Craig. I mean, we've got a multi-million dollar customer that just kind of converts it into physical over time and have played the premium game. But, you know, I like to look at it as the nice thing about One Gold is it's 24/7 trading. You get in and out of it. You don't have to put in a box and send it back to get your money back. You've got the convenience of at your fingertips, if you will. You can store anywhere around the world you want. So it's got all these modern, if you will, conveniences. But I also recognize and look, Atmex's customer is, you know, if you don't hold it, you don't own it. I get it. And it allows those customers who feel that way to play the premium game, like you mentioned, and then eventually get it in their hands. The beautiful thing about One Gold is you go out, you order your product right off of the One Gold app, but you're basically buying it from Atmex. And it ships same day or next day right to your home, just like if you had bought from Atmex directly. So it's been a good business for us. And look, it caters to a different audience, right? Some of that is the person worried about premiums coming and get your position, knowing it's physically back. You got to see the metal, Craig, firsthand, right? So, you know, we put our audits out there. Anyone go out to our website, you can see exactly the audits, the attestations of the ounces on hand. We've got about $170-180 million right now under management, which anyone can do that math by just going out and looking at my audit statements. It's not a bad number for a business that's less than 3 years old, and it's growing. And I can't say that about some of my competition out there who, frankly, are struggling a little bit in this space. So it's a good business. It brings a different kind of customer into the mix. And look, I'm working on some features where digital gold, unlike physical, unless I hold it for you, I can only offer you certain features. When I'm holding it for you, though, whether you use my Citadel option, when you want to buy your own physical and have me hold it for you, it brings, or you do One Gold, I'm going to be able to offer other capabilities over time, things like lending, things like credit cards and other things that make it a lot easier for you to be able to take advantage of your metal position.
It's fabulous. It's again, onegold.com. You can access it through the TFMR homepage or just type it in, go there. I use the app. The app is brilliant. It looks a lot like Coinbase. It's so easy for people to use. You can buy little fragments of gold if you want. You can buy $50 a month. Link it with your bank account like I've done. I just love it. But now I'm sitting here looking at your news today that we want to finish up with, and that's the Atmex app. This is tremendous. I'm sitting here talking to you, scrolling with my thumb on my phone. This is really cool, Ken, and I've never seen anything like this before from a bullion dealer. So tell me about it, and what are the advantages of using it?
Yeah, I mean, look, I mean, obviously, I would love for your customers to try it or for your listeners to try it and give us feedback, right? What we're trying to do at Atmex and One Gold is, you know, get to the 21st century, be a modern approach on things, give people options. Back in my history, I worked at a retailer prior to Atmex, and we knew our best customers were those customers that did business with us on multiple platforms. Those who bought in a store, those who bought online were our best customers. Those who bought on a phone, they were by far our best customers. So we knew that where the world's going, app shopping is nothing new for people. It's been around for a long time. But it's complicated to deliver in a precious metal space because the code is very unique. It's different code base than what you use for your mobile or desktop. So it takes a pretty big investment from an IT standpoint to get there. And I think that's why no one's done it, frankly. But what we wanted to do and what our goal was in the whole process was really to say, hey, can we give an experience to consumers that is super, super fast because it doesn't have the load that sometimes comes with a mobile website or a desktop, where it's intuitive from a navigation standpoint, where it's secure. And I think security is a really, really important aspect when you talk about apps versus buying online. Because, you know, you're much more protected, in my opinion, and I think many out there would agree with me, that shopping in an app environment, your information is contained much more so than it is other places. And so now it gives you that security and comfort and peace of mind. So what we basically, to go down this path, though, is a good solid 6-month effort. My IT team, I keep saying, I think I have the best IT team in the industry, and definitely in our industry, and I think in the world, frankly, for precious metals. And they're very, very good. It took us 6 months to build this thing. And most importantly is I think people are going to find it's so simple to use. It's so fast. You know, you can log in once. It's now when face recognition, boom, you're right in. It remembers your payment method from last time. You can add it to cart, buy in a matter of a couple of clicks. You're going to see a lot of the one goal type slickness added to now 20,000 products on an app that you can now buy in a moment's notice, not have to go over to a mobile site or go over to a desktop. So we're super excited. We're not done. This thing's going to take some more time to add more features over time. For example, our auto invest program for AppMex, where you know you can buy $100 a month and get physical shipped to you. Right now, not available in the app. Coming soon, and some other things we're working on. Some things like 2-factor authorization. If you're very, very worried about security, mm-hmm. you're going to be able to do 2-factor to be able to log into your account. Things like you get on One Goal today. So we're super excited about it.
Ken, it's brilliant. And does it link up with my One Goal account? Does it recognize?
It does not. So they're independent companies. So It does not. Although I will tell you, you know, we are looking at some options where our Citadel business, which is where we store your metals at Brinks, we are looking at ways to maybe integrate Citadel and One Gold and AppMex together. So it's something we're evaluating, but not today. They're completely separate. And as you know, when you're on One Gold, we bring up the products as though you're on the AppMex site and you buy right within the One Gold app. And frankly, One Gold told us or taught us a lot about the app environment and how consumers engage in app. I got a stat here that just blew me away. The average customer on the app visits the app 5.76 times a week.
Really?
Isn't that amazing? They're just constantly on the app. Now, products probably checking spot price and seeing how the metals are doing or checking our news section within the app. But then they're also, you know, shopping and looking at products. And they're buying about 20%+ more often on an app than they buy on a mobile site. So since we've gone live, when we compare the two, so we know the customer on the app is very, very engaged, very committed to precious metals. We find they're our best customers. They're probably more of our long-term customers, and they're embracing the technology in a way that, frankly, we're glad to see.
This is awesome. I'm sitting here as you're talking. I got the two LTs that are now young women, but they are massive Star Wars fans. You've got Star Wars coins and bars. I got like a Mandalorian bar this is great stuff.
Well, you know, Craig, one of the things AppMex has done over the last, I'd say about 4 years now is really try to diversify out. People don't realize it. We've got a collectible section, modern collectible section now that includes, you know, things like you would, when you go to the movies that we just launched, Mandalorian, different options we've had a Beskar bar option out there. We've done the Peanuts things with Snoopy and others. And you go, you know, I look back and go, okay, that's not serious investing when you're looking at those things, but you got to have a little fun with your investing, right? You can't just do the same old every time. You know, I give an example. I've got sitting here on my shelf. I've got our Route 66 coin collection sitting in the little 10. I just think it's kind of neat. Now, is that where most of my investment is? Absolutely not. But it's kind of cool to have a few neat things that are kind of conversational pieces. And that business has been good, but you know, also equally good is our vintage product. I mean, you look at our pre-33 selection, you look at our currency selection. I had a competitor that, you know, kind of has been advertising currency lately, and, you know, they got like 50 products. I think I got over 1,200 currency options on the AppMex website today, for example. People just don't realize we're not just a bullion seller. We're modern collectibles. We have vintage products. Our supply category is very strong. So, and that kind of assortment, we feel one-stop shop. and having transparency and getting your order shipped same day and having great customer service. I mean, you know, we didn't talk about it, but the cool thing about our app is, and again, I sometimes wonder how review ratings are done, because I've seen how other apps have some review counts that I kind of question how that could ever be. But in our short time we've launched our app, we've gone from a 4.2, 4.3 rating to a 4.8 rating in a matter of 4 weeks. That tells me customers enjoy it and enjoy the shopping experience and like how we've made the big step forward. Look, we're the first in the industry to offer this. And I don't think there'll be many that will do this, because it takes a significant investment and the right resources to be able to make a shopping app real.
And you sit there and you kind of just click around like I'm doing on your phone at night or something. Like you said, people go to the app 6 times a week and you start finding these deals. I mean, they have these collectibles. I mean, you want to get your kids or your grandkids interested in sound money and get them. Why not get them a Snoopy coin or something like that? I mean,
what's cool is you can do the wish list. You can save products, come back and look at them another time. We also have a portfolio tool. I'm not sure if you've bought from MatMix before, but within our account section, you can click on it. It will actually show you every product you ever bought from MatMix, what its current value is, what its value was when you bought it. It shows you your change in investments as a percent. I mean, just things that you expect to see on more digital platform apply to the physical space like AppMix is in. So, but I'll tell you, the thing I love about the app is just how fast it is. And that's why I think anyone uses it, I will be amazed. It's kind of said this to you about OneGold. Once I started using the OneGold app versus the desktop, I go, why would I ever use a desktop? I mean, it's just so quick on the app. Well, the same thing I think people are going to find on the phones. It's just remarkably how quick it is to be able to get around and to add to carts and to check out and things like that. So, you know, look, I know this is, it comes across a little salesy, but I'm hoping people in the industry are excited about the big step forward that we're making. And I hope others will follow us over time, because I think it's going to make precious metals appeal to the masses more and more as we continue to get with the times and provide more technology options to our customers.
And like you said, the app really actually more safe, and not that the website isn't safe and secure, but the app actually.
Yeah. I mean, the way I always look about security is you never know. I mean, look, our site, we don't sell data on our desktop or mobile. We keep it very careful. We let you know you can actually, you know, opt in, opt out for certain things on cookies and things like that. But I'll tell you, there's so much technology out there with things that are on your computer that you may not even know it, that's tracking your whereabouts. Yeah. I mean, we know the Googles of the world, know everything you do. And when you're on an app environment, there's no tracking where you came from. Not knowing what your browse history is. There's a lot of protection to the consumer that I think is real. And then when we can add things like two-factor authorization in there in the checkout process, if you want to turn that on, that is a huge win for you if you're concerned. Mm-hmm. So I do think security in an app environment. Look, Apple, you know, I'll tell you, I mean, to get our app through Apple, I'm amazed how much testing they put into to make sure we haven't done anything wrong the way we developed our code. And they're really looking out for the consumer from a privacy standpoint more than any company I've seen in the market. So if you have an Apple phone, you should feel very confident that Apple's really taking care of you and trying to protect your information.
Well, that's what I did. I downloaded it through the App Store. I would assume, you know, you got a Samsung or something like that. You go to the Google App Store or whatever too.
Yeah, we're over 500,000 downloads now. So
that's awesome.
It's definitely, the volume's growing. The revenues are very, very impressive already from the app in the short time it's been live. It's only been live 4 weeks now, and so we got a long ways to go. But yeah, you just go to the App Store. Matter of fact, actually, if we haven't rolled on the Apple device yet, but on the Samsung device, if you open up our website, up will pop a little icon about, would you like to get the app? You click it, it takes you right to the App Store, you download it, and you're off and running. So it's going to become a major focus of ours. And we hope people enjoy the experience more than anything. You know, whether you buy a dime, you know, that's one thing. We've worked really hard to make the app be one of the better charting tools with certain news information. We're really trying to make it a great experience for people.
Tremendous. And you know, at the end of the day, you get more people buying physical metal, making it easier and more convenient and everything else. That's just exactly what I want people to do. I mean, that's the only way that we're ever going to get to where we're pricing it off of only physical. We just got to get more physical in people's hands, and you're helping us do it, Ken.
Yeah. Hey, look, you know, we're even seeing it too with the newbies, right? We have so many new people into precious metals in the last 12 months. It's mind blowing just how many new people we brought into this industry. And if we can offer things like app shopping for the newbies, they're going to feel more comfortable with that environment sometimes than maybe they are buying online. And we get it. What if I told you I've already had a $240,000 transaction done on the app?
How about that?
Wouldn't that blow your mind? It blows my mind. It's just mind boggling to me that people feel that comfortable on an app environment to spend that kind of money, but they are. And it's been very, very impressive.
Ken, that's just because we're old guys.
Maybe true.
I think that's the problem. You're dating yourself by talking about how surprised you are. But it's, man, it's awesome. I've always been excited to work with you guys. I just think you are cutting edge and you're doing so much to help the regular investor, and always good pricing, and one gold is wonderful. So Ken, thank you so much. And Ken Lewis, CEO of AppMex, CEO of One Gold, and a good friend of TFMR. Ken, thanks so much for your time.
I really do appreciate the time. And please, any feedback anyone has, don't be shy. We're here to make ourselves better every day. So we really do appreciate everyone's loyalty and support.
That's a customer service too. Can't beat it. Again, Ken, thanks for everything. And I'm sure, you know what, we're going to have talk again as we get toward the end of the year and see how the physical market is changing and everything else.
No doubt. All right, man, take care.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for listening. And get ready for another crazy week ahead.